The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion here with the irrepressible Suzanne Bambick. These are, I shouldn't say this, but I just love, these are my favorites. I love getting to hang out with Suzanne. I love hearing her stuff. I love asking questions that are terrible. She's the best. So quick, for those of you that are newer to the show, Suzanne is our results coach, but she is at her heart just a beliefs, a mindset, a that realm. And it is so gosh darn important. I moved from when I first started coaching, it was like, I'll just tell them what to do and how to do it. And that's all you need to, I guess a little mindset probably isn't that big of a deal to, man, I think the mindset might be as important as the tactical to really like, if I could only pick one, if I could only change someone's beliefs or their actions, I'd change your beliefs because they'll figure out the actions. Without the beliefs, we're just, yeah, it's such a big deal. So all that to say, and I share that for you A-type, right brain personalities that are like, just give me a system and I'll follow it. I had that belief for 20 years and just evolved when I actually was tasked with, hey, actually make sure people get results. Don't just say stuff and hope it works. Make sure they actually change their lives. Man, without the belief, if I can't change their beliefs, it's very hard. It's almost impossible to change their actions. And if I can change their, if I can change their beliefs, it's almost impossible for their actions not to change, almost by magic. That's how it feels. So sorry about the long spiel, but I just want to encourage you, Mike type thinkers, of just tell me what to do and how to do it. That's the thing. I wish if that was easy, everyone would be rich, right? It's really the belief. So all that to say, that ties in just beautifully to what Suzanne is going to share with us today with the role of expectation in our lives, getting what we expect. And I just, as I was thinking about that when she shared, that's what she wanted to talk about. I was just like, yep, when people think it's just what to do and how to do it, not only do they get crushed and not get the results that they want, they don't know why. And it's very frustrating because you feel like you've done everything and expectation has so much to do with that. So that is my big fat, lots of pressure on Suzanne to like really bring some heat. So Suzanne, talk to us about expectation and the role of that in our lives and our business.
Oh, well, first, thank you, Mike. Hello, everyone. Yes, today's topic, we get what we expect, and that is usually defined by our past stories and our past experiences. Okay. So what I would like to suggest we do today is look currently, one thing at a time, and by the way, you can use this in all areas of your life, look at what am I currently getting in this area or this segment of my life? Then ask, do I like it? And if you like it, keep it. And if you don't like it, let's talk about how to change it.
I love that. Two small observations, and then I'll let you continue. One, it's so funny. I knew this, but until you said it the way you said it, I never had this thought. You said most of our expectations are dictated, or you said influenced, but I would say dictated.
Defined
by our past experiences, which when you say it, it's like, yeah, duh. And the sky is blue. But when you really think about it, it hit me that, you know what, our past experiences are kind of reactive, right? Many of the things happen to us. That means our beliefs are reactive. So we don't really, therefore we kind of, our expectations are reactive. And if we get what we expect, it's almost like we're passive in this whole gosh darn thing. And it gave me a little hope that, well, shoot, I could be active in this. I can have a say. I can make the world bend to my reality as opposed to just feeling trapped and not knowing why. So that was, I don't know if anyone else got that encouragement, but that's the hope I got.
Thank you for pointing that out, Mike, because that's what it's all about. Let's get our control back. Life doesn't feel very good when we feel like we're at the whim of everybody else, of all the other things that are going on, the circumstances. We're like, we feel helpless. So it's important to take our control back.
I think noticing, like, hey, because again, these aren't things I think people think about. Well, you'd probably do, but the rest of us mere mortals don't typically think about this day to day. If we kind of agree with the supposition that my experiences are based on my expectations and my expectations are based on my past, and I can't do anything about my past. It is what it is. But I'm doing the Suzanne method and I'm finding, we'll call it business since that's probably what people are tuning in for. This part of my business life isn't, I don't like it. So I want something different. How do we take this newfound, like, cause I kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I've got power. Like, how do I harness this to be like, okay, I want to change my, I can't change my past, but maybe I can change my expectations and maybe I can change my outcomes.
Right. So we have to change our thought. Our thoughts and what we're repeating to ourselves are creating everything in our lives. So how about asking yourself different questions? Number one, what do I want?
And I'm going to give the opposite because sometimes that helps. Why does this always happen to me? How, yes. This is so unfair. How come that guy is always successful? He's probably sleeping with someone or rich or born that way. The opposite of the question that you asked. So those are all disempowering observations, questions. Keep going with the good stuff. I just want to be the opposite.
That's exactly it. That's what we deal with in our lives. Those are the first questions that come up. Why is my life not like this? And theirs must be easy. We've got all kinds of rationalizations to why that life is better than our life.
But what then it doesn't go the other way. When we make excuses of why things aren't working, we don't go, well, it's working for that guy. So it's almost like we take the worst of both. When we compare, we always do it in a way that isn't wildly empowering.
We do. So let's change our thoughts to ones that empower us. And instead of being all hypothetical here, let's take some real life situations. Things like, and this is what I dealt with just this week with one of our clients, is feeling like she always has to babysit her employees. Okay. Now, if that is the expectation, in the past, I've always had to do everything for them, think for them, organize everything, and answer 10 billion questions. I feel like I'm a babysitter. If that has been your past experience, your past story, you've now grown to expect it. So you're going to say to me, of course, Suzanne, I need to babysit my employees. And I'm going to say, what if you didn't have to? What if it's different? What if you can say, I'm going to change my thought to, I expect to have employees that are my, talk about the core value matches, that can think for themselves, that can do this work without my having to babysit them.
So I think, and I love this because it just, we are two halves of a very similar whole. Like, I'm so good at tactical and I'm so weak in Suzanne stuff, and she's great at both, but I love just being able to be the,
and I love your devil's advocate stuff.
Yeah, because I struggle with this crap. I'm getting much better, but I just think I'm such a good advocate for the people, not devils again, the people going, I want it to be. So the two mistakes I see, Suzanne, I want to make sure we don't lead anyone down either of these paths, is always the extreme, right? Extreme either way. So extreme one way is, all I have to do is just believe that it'll change and it'll change. Great way to get heartbroken, right? Because that's not enough. Then the other side is, I try just believing, or that I could, obviously I can see just based on some logic, that just changing, just saying happily, my employees will be great, isn't going to do anything. So I'm not going to do anything, right? Those are the two ways I see us making mistakes. How do you find a way that leverages this power, but isn't just kind of fairy tale type stuff?
Okay. Let's start by slowly changing the belief. So let's stay with, I have to babysit my employees. It's been your experience. It's obviously proving true in your reality. And you can say, but look, it's true. I just had to deal with this. So you say, are there times when my employees know what to do?
Great question. Such a great question.
Then you can say, are there other people out there too that are probably self-sufficient? They would be good at this. So you start with the little beliefs. You can't go from everything's bad to everything's good. That was 16-year-old Suzanne who didn't understand the steps that needed to be taken. Now I understand you've got to do this gradually to what makes sense to you. There are times when I don't have to babysit my employees. What if I give them more of the benefit of the doubt? What if every time they came to me and said, what do? I say, what do you think you should do?
God, so good.
You're starting to make the changes there, and nothing is artificial.
Hey, new friend, love that you are here. If you want more Cleaning Nation, more us, you can check us out on YouTube. Similar content, you just get to see each other. It's totally free. Or if you want to say, hey, hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, join our free Facebook group. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. That's what makes it magic. Jump on, we'll see you there. I love the benefit of the doubt. I have found, it's so funny, Suzanne, how we just get very different backgrounds and very different humans, but we come to so many of the same conclusions just by completely different. So I love that, right? When the tactical guy's like, I found that just by experience. And the mindset woman is like, I've found that it's just like, that has a ring of truth to me. So I love when you say stuff and I'm like, that's it. So from the tactical side, how I bumped into this, and it's so great to hear Suzanne define it and articulate it. And I go, oh, that's what I'm like. It's, I've enjoyed the benefit, but I wasn't able to tell you why or how to do it again. And then you say, I'm like, oh, okay. So exactly what she said. When Suzanne is great, this is a perfect example. She's on our team. I give her almost no direction, right? I can't remember the last time, not that she's not coachable. If I had some feedback for her, she'd love it. But I just can't remember the last time I'm like, Suzanne, not this way, this way. Because I just always assume she's really smart and she always has our clients and the company's best interest at heart. She's going to do the right thing. And I just have that. And to be fair, she's proven that to me. But I believe when we started our relationship fairly new, I had that default. And I'll tell you, she lived right up to it. Young and immature Mike, or stressed out Mike, or Mike who's been burned by a couple employees, might have had the exact same Suzanne. Let's say there's some sort of rift in the time-space continuum where 20-year-old Mike could meet today Suzanne. And he might have come with different expectations. She's doing a bunch of mindset woo-woo. She's not as smart as I am. She's not tactical like I am. Because she's different, she's lesser. And it's so embarrassing to say, and I don't think I was that harsh, but I'm trying to make a distinction here. And I'm guessing she probably just wouldn't have chosen to be on my team. But let's say she tolerated it. And I wouldn't say these things to her, but if that was just the way I approached her and she chose to continue rowing on my boat, which I don't think she would, I'm guessing she would have shrunk down and been way less effective. And she would have been like, you want a big dummy? So be it. You shall have, like, not even, none of this would have been verbalized or articulated. Just that's how I showed up. I think she would have been very responsive that way and worked with other people, and they would have gotten a different Suzanne. So it's just, and again, I probably should use Suzanne as an example because she's a higher level employee. Cleaners, right? We, a lot of places, God willing, not you guys, sit down, shut up. If you're still here in 3 months, maybe I'll learn your name. That kind of an energy, again, not that you would say that, but that kind of an energy. And I've got one cleaner that's good, and she's been with me for 9 months, and she does all the training, and she's amazing. She's the only one I can trust. One of the first things we train our people is, hey, the way that you're trained, your new cleaner, your brand new hire becomes a full-fledged cleaner, they train the next guy. I'm like, oh my gosh, I think they got to be here for, Suzanne's got to earn her stripes for a year before I can trust her doing anything. Or I could be like, you're great, I'm sure you're gonna be fantastic, go get some. So just, I don't know if I'm saying anything new, I just can't emphasize enough how that has been my experience. You know, Suzanne's got all the book learning and the education and the learning from mentors that taught her this. I just went out and smashed my head against the wall a thousand times, got taught it by getting my teeth kicked in. So I'm just excited when I hear Suzanne say something. I'm like, yes, I can't encourage enough, Cleaning Nation. This is how that works. Sorry, back to you, Suzanne.
But that's perfect, Mike, because let's talk about expectations.
Yeah.
Micromanaging causes us a lot of problems.
And headaches.
And they're self-created.
Yes. The worst sort.
Uh-huh. And it brings us to the expectation. If you expect that nobody else is going to do the job as good as you, you are going to micromanage, and that's going to wreck potentially a really good person, no matter what position they're in.
Yeah, micromanaging is another way for saying you're not good enough to do this on your own, dummy. Let the smart guy handle it. And they're either going to leave or go, okay, I get paid the same whether you do all the work, whether I watch you work or I work it myself. Yeah, I'll watch. Sure. Go ahead, genius.
I talk all the time about creating a team of giants. Mm. And now I have our clients saying, I'm creating a team of giants.
Love that. It's my favorite.
And it's the expectation of everybody knows what to do and they're doing a great job. And of course they can do their work. And of course I don't have to micromanage and start with the baby steps, but please get there so that you can actually have your team of giants. And it's all beginning with expectation.
Any other, we've already talked so long. I feel like Suzanne will, I'll sneeze and we're like, dang it, we're 20 minutes in. Let me summarize what I've heard to now so you can tell me if I'm on the right, if we're all hearing you properly, and then you can give us any next steps. So one, recognize past experiences equal future expectations. Future expectations typically creates our future reality. We can change our expectations by asking different questions. And even if we can't do a big question, like what if everything was perfect and all my employees are great tomorrow? Like you could ask that question and it's a fun question, but just going, is it really true that none of my employees do anything I want ever? Do they do things I like sometimes? Are there other employees out there that would probably, you know, like those really baby step empowering questions. Did I miss anything on the summary?
That's good. The things that I made note of is if you don't like your story and you don't want to repeat that story and that expectation, work on a new belief or a new story, change your focus, ask different questions and make different statements. Let's be very aware of what we say to the world because it's pinning down that expectation.
So if I'm summarizing this whole conversation, I'm probably going to write what you just said. Ask different questions. Different and better, more specifically. Ask better questions. Make better statements. Is that a fair summary?
Yes.
All right. I'll give one last anecdote I'm stealing from Anthony Robbins, and I'll let you wrap us any way you see fit, Suzanne. Again, Awaken the Giant Within, one of my favorite Anthony Robbins books from forever ago. He told the story of two little vignettes of people he worked with. A guy that was really angry all the time. He was a great leader but just angry. And it was like, he couldn't really progress or get to the next level because he's always angry. And Anthony Robbins just said to change his words a little bit. So they were in a meeting and Anthony had given him some new words to use, statements to make, better statements to make. And Mr. Pissy Pants you could see him starting to get whatever. And the tension in the room started building and everyone's ready for him just to explode. And he did. And he said, I am so peeved right now. That was the word that Anthony was supposed to be furious or some sort of curse word. I'm peeved. And everybody laughed. And he laughed because it's such a ridiculous word. So had he said a bunch of curse words or fury or anything like that, that statement alone would have created not just a reaction in him, but in the room. But when he just screams out how peeved he is as an adult man, it was ridiculous. Same thing with a guy who had a weight problem. I could eat a horse. I'm starving. I could, you know, I'd kill for a steak right now. He said, what if you made the statement? I'm a bit peckish. Just some ridiculous words goes a long way. So just a couple wheels on that cart of what making different statements could look and feel like. So as opposed to, I'm a bit, you know, my employees never do anything ever. Man, I'm so lucky to have such great people that even though they don't do everything I want all the time,
yes,
boy, am I glad I've got a team and how lucky I am to have such great raw material that we could build into something great here pretty quick. Different statement. All right. Sorry, Suzanne. Back to you. Wrap it how you see fit.
Beautiful. So in closing, for on my end, we have a role in what shows up in our life. So I would just ask everybody to have a look at your expectations.
Arguably the main role in what shows up in our life. Like that's we've got, I think, a lot more influence than we think.
But that's another podcast.
See, all right, we'll do a cliffhanger. All right, guys, gals, I love, love, love these podcasts, but my big frustration is, A, they're just us talking to you, and I love having Suzanne, and I feel like the conversation is good, but we can't get the feedback. And obviously, we're a little time constrained. So if you're going, I'm serious, I really would like a different outcome, and I don't like the business part. Well, if it's a business part, we can help you. If some other part, get some help, right? So don't have this be another podcast that you're like, that was great, next. It feels so good to just hear and absorb and absorb and absorb. But if faced with the exact same opportunities, challenges tomorrow that you had today, you respond the same after listening to these podcasts, I don't know that we've really done you any good other than maybe a little entertainment. And frankly, there's a lot better entertainment out there when it comes to podcasts. So if you'd like to get value above and beyond the very little entertainment value we offer, take some action right now, right? Make a different statement. Write up 5 or 10 questions you're going to start asking yourself. That's that. And if you're like, I think I need a little more on what to do it, how to think, feel free to reach out to us as a team. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, you can just email me, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. All we do every day, all day, is trying to help owners of cleaning companies. And that's it. So there you go. Growmycleaningcompany.com has all the resources you would want. Shoot me an email if you want some help. Appreciate the heck out of you. Talk soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.